charge you grew to hate her name. It sounded like a tiny man, and the one she had said, I can't see you, but I'll call you whenever I can. Sometimes her phone would ring when she was half asleep. A voice would drag her down with its suggestions, though she often felt she did. She never felt you. Well, heaven knows what fills her heart and makes you feel so alive. It's impossible to tear apart Georgie and her rival. It was half past February and he hadn't called since New Year's Day. Maybe he'd found another woman to say those words no chapel girl should say. A mother would phone and always keep her talking. She'd try to be polite, making faces. Somewhere in the back of her mind, her rival was stalking. Well, heaven knows what fills the heart and makes you feel so alive. It's impossible you tear apart Georgie and her rival. Her rival would always wait till the eighth or ninth bell. He'd be desperate anyway and drunk as well. She always liked to hurt him to prove he was prepared to love. Sat up with his address book, trying to think what mood is in. His finger traced past George's name to someone who needed less persuading. He didn't hear through her disguise. He didn't leave her in a rush, just like the promise that he left on her machine that almost made her blush. The radio plays a lover's symphony. The number you have dialed has been redirected. Now she puts him on the speakerphone whenever she has company. Well, heaven knows what fills the heart and makes you feel so alive. It's impossible to tear apart Georgie and her rival. Georgie and her